The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
You're listening to the Dot and Tyler Radio Empire.
The Federal Communications Commission says the false emergency alert sent to Hawaiians about an incoming missile is something that cannot be allowed to happen again.
No, it cannot, especially if Trump would not be on the golf course.
They probably need a few more.
Seriously, we could have fired back immediately.
Fail-safe items in place.
There was a story I saw that...
Isn't there one guy saying, it was my bad. I fell over a switch.
Pushed the wrong button.
Something.
Yeah. There was a guy.
It shouldn't be that easy to screw up.
Somebody relayed a story of a I'm surprised they're not over there talking more about this, but they are there. But somebody lives in Hawaii, and when they heard it, realized they had 30 minutes. And what were they going to do?
Yeah.
And they had a certain amount of kids. And he went to the youngest kids and hung with them for 30 minutes. Because he figured I had to make a choice of who. I didn't really describe the story. Maybe he had a grown kid out of the house or something like that. But he had to go find his youngest kids and spend that time with them.
Takes about 20 minutes for the missile to get there. After 38 minutes, a correction came out and said, oh, no, we're good.
Yeah, at least they learned it was 20 minutes for the missile to get there.
Yeah, we didn't know that before.
No.
Or I guess we'd heard or forgotten or whatnot.
But we knew for sure. Yeah. Now we
know.
Right, we looked into it a little more.
It should take 20 minutes.
After that incident, it should take about 20 minutes for a missile to get from North Korea to Hawaii.
Do we have any stats on the uptick of alcohol sales right after that?
They were saying that the state of Hawaii should buy everybody a drink. I saw that.
That's true.
Whose suggestion was that?
I tweeted it out. I don't know who it was. Somebody retweeted it. I retweeted it out.
Because if you ever needed a drink, right after that.
Right. It was like Dan Rather or somebody like that. Yeah. Someone you wouldn't expect to say, hey.
It was Dan Rather. Right. It was Dan Rather. I retweeted Dan Rather. He said, state of Hawaii owes everybody in Hawaii a drink.
Owes everybody a Mai Tai.
I love that. It was Dan Rather.
And it's true.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yes.
That's freaky, man.
Absolutely.
Yeah. That was tough.
Yeah.
Tough for them.
But what are you going to do? You know,
now we can fix it. They should be more than a button there.
It were it real, you just kiss your ass goodbye.
That's
right?
What this guy did. He said he went and found his kids and hung with them. You know,
the administrator of the Hawaii Emergency Management Agency,
which island?
Mr. Miyagi.
Which island?
What?
His name's Miyagi.
Vern Miyagi.
Oh man,
Vern.
So
hey,
how's that not, hey, Mister?
That's Mr. Miyagi.
God,
that's
he's
Mr.
got
Miyagi.
So he got Hey Vern back in the day, and then he had Mr. Miyagi, wax on, wax off.
Yes.
He had Hey Vern and wax on, wax off his
in
whole
the
life.
Morning.
The 80s sucked for him.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Mr. Vern Miyagi.
Hey, Vern, wax on, wax off.
Yes.
The whole 80s, you're right.
Yeah, so he was apologizing.
So did somebody say, hey, did you see they added a ballistic missile button over there? And he goes, oh, did they? Yeah. Banzai! And he hits it, and they're like, oh, that's real.
So sorry. Did you say that?
He's Hawaiian.
Vern.
He's American.
Of course he is. Now, is he? I don't know. Not in my world.
Mr. Miyagi said his agency has spent months trying to get ahead of the threat in order to provide the public with the most preparation time. He gave him a hell of a lead time on that one.
Well,
takes full responsibility for the false alarm.
I hadn't thought
at
all.
It was shift change, he said.
Oh, was it really?
Yeah.
Yeah. So like somebody's coat hit the button.
I don't know, but there was a great meme out when Will Ferrell as the as Elf in the elevator when he just hits all the buttons and it said shift change. Shift change.
Somebody's last day.
Yeah, that was it. Shift change at the Hawaii Center or something like that, right? There's that dude, Mr. Hey, P. Lee in the house.
Hey. Good to see you.
Welcome.
Oh, welcome.
It's great
welcome.
To
this
see
is,
you.
See, this is when I always get up. This is
no, this it's amazing. Not.
No, oh, God, not
when's
even
when's the last time you've seen this time of day?
Except you've been up the other side of it.
Yeah.
Well, no, he's up
other than you know, yeah. catching a plane or something.
Just on purpose?
Yeah.
Never.
Never.
I don't even have those memories.
Screw you. That's, yeah. That'd be great.
Yeah.
So I was sitting around the house, and I watched the set from Jimmy Fallon, you know, As It Happened. Now, uh-huh. I want to ask if Colleen, if she did what she said she was going to do.
Mm-hmm. I did.
Now, Puss saw your show early Friday, and he said you start off with that 5 minutes from...
Yeah.
By the way, first of all, that set kicked ass.
Oh, thank you.
And by the way, I know you know it's better than anybody, it spread on Twitter like Rockstar, #Rockstar. You know?
Oh, it was crazy. Yeah, it went viral on social media, and now it's up to 3.1 million views.
I'll repost it on our pages here if you haven't seen it.
So you did a great set.
I'll post it right now.
Colleen had said that she, on Friday she was going to roll down the screen and make people watch it live during your second show.
Yeah.
And did it work out? And you did it?
It was stellar.
Did you already do your 5 minutes of it, though?
No, that was the thing is I... The
did she tell you?
Oh, you were saving it?
Yeah, well, no, I saved every bit of it. I accidentally went into one bit and I went, oh, I you're going to see that later so when they drop the screen.
But oh, so when, you knew that. You get,
yeah.
you
told I had to tell
yeah.
him
yeah,
because
you had
otherwise
to tell him.
Yeah.
It was yeah, so I
too
knew,
awkward to yeah. interrupt him.
Yeah, so the set that Big P, I was like, well, this is the last time I'm doing these jokes for a long time.
Oh, because once it's viral, like you retire it?
Yeah, you. I mean...
You almost have to,
you
right?
Kinda, sometimes people at the very end will want to see one of the bits or like the motion sensor sync thing. Or,
right.
But after the last time I did it, I noticed that the clubs, they used that clip to send out to people to right. you know to get them to buy tickets. And so a lot of the people had actually seen it. That's one of the first times in my career that people come out to a show ever since the last time I did it last May.
Right.
It's one of the first times that people come out and I'm like, oh, they know the bit.
So right.
This gets, you know, probably half the laughs that it should when it's a killer and a closer.
Yeah, because they've already seen it.
Yeah.
And that's why we've told people that for years on this show. You know, if you burn a bit on this show, and I've been to the Funny Bone, well, they'll just burn a bit, not even a Jimmy Fallon thing,
uh-huh.
just they'll burn it on this show, and I'll go see it live that night, and I'll go, and the crowd goes, eh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was funny, but eh.
They don't react because they've heard it before.
Right.
Yeah, they don't. It's weird. It's one of your best bits, and they're like, I don't care. I do.
You got it, but you have to have your best for Fallon. So you, it was a great set. But you're right. Now you bummed out. That set is gone.
Oh yeah, I miss it. I miss so much
you
of
missed
it. Yeah, I miss so much of it. And there were.
I think you got another one in you.
I got.
Yeah, that's 6 minutes of good stuff, man.
You got a couple more in.
I got a couple more in me. But today is my 20-year comedy anniversary. Today,
is it really
Martin Luther King Day? We didn't have classes. At the University of Minnesota, you know, because he was
yeah.
from there.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm kidding.
Yeah.
what?
But, yeah, he, but like, so I got to go do comedy 20 years ago on that day, and I'm celebrating tonight. The Comedy Cellar in New York has this thing called New Joke Night.
Yeah.
Where you have to come up with 6 to 7 new minutes of material that you've never done before.
Ever.
Ever.
Yeah, but...
And you're following people like Chappelle will come to it,
right.
and, you know, like Kevin Hart comes to it. Jon Stewart's there almost every week.
Right.
And, so I got to somehow today, in between sleeping on planes, I got to come up with that material. So, you know, like I have to come up with more sets, even though I have stuff in the reserves for the next one.
So 6 more minutes for tonight
mm-hmm.
at the Comedy Cellar you have to come up with.
Yeah, all 6 right. more minutes.
And after the Fallon thing, people are going to expect something, right?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Pete Lee, right?
Yeah. Okay. So this will be my first show back in New York, and it could really suck. It suck really bad on my comedy anniversary.
Well, let's work on it here.
Yeah. Well, what's the deal with coffee? Let's do a coffee. Let's start there.
Do what's the deal. That's yeah. a perfect one to do in New York.
What's the deal?
That wasn't done at all. Mm-hmm. Well, congratulations. It was a great set.
It was so much fun. The audience loved it because Pete's off to the side by Emily Galati.
Yep.
He's over there, and he's kind of being a little shy. And embarrassed to see himself up there.
Right.
And so we had
nice suit, by the way, too.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
It was a great suit.
Oh.
And so when the Tonight Show audience is laughing,
right.
the audience at the club was, I mean, it was just such a compound double laughter on top of laughter.
So did you cut your set short since you already did 5 minutes there?
Oh, yeah, that was great. That was,
you got off 5 minutes.
Yeah, it was like a... Yeah, it was like somebody that gets off at like 4:30 from work. You know, I was like, oh yeah, cut it 5 minutes.
Oh, I know that. If we have to leave an hour early for a flight here, oh yeah,
yeah.
So are you,
I got the impression.
Now, how'd you time it? Because you didn't know exactly when he was coming on.
We kind of knew towards the end.
Yeah,
he told me where he was in the Fallon set.
Right.
So. But then, you know, we were watching in the bar,
right.
And then when it went to commercial, we gave him a light,
you knew.
Dropped the screen, mm-hmm. told people what was happening.
He says Pete Lee's coming up. That's right. He does say Pete Lee's coming up.
Yeah.
Okay.
And did you meet Spader?
I did meet Spader. He was really cool. Camila
Cabello.
I like
him a lot, man.
Oh, he was so cool.
Cuban chick? You meet the Cuban chick?
No, because she pre-taped. She.
Yeah, I didn't watch her. I DVR'd it, and then I came back and watched you.
Because I'm thinking she's right in your wheelhouse.
Oh, yeah. She's
A hot Cuban chick and a regular white dude? I don't know about that.
No. I would
just look like her lawyer.
If any regular white dude that we know could pull that off, it'd be Pete.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I would sweeten my way. Oh, those photos of her are so sexy. Like, she's always kind of wet. You know, like she's got the flu, but it's a sexy flu.
Right there. That's the material for tonight.
There we go. All right.
There you go. Save it for tonight.
The sexy flu.
Save
right
for the cellar.
You know, I heard it.
I'll write it down. I'll try the sexy flu.
It'll work. So was she not there at all then?
She was not even there. She pre-taped it a week ahead of time.
Oh.
And, actually, afterwards, Fallon came up to me. Fallon came up to me in the okay, perfect. The
sexy flu.
I'm writing down the sexy flu. This is great for a radio. That I'm like, hold on,
You're the comedy seller tonight. We got some new stuff.
Say, heard it, yo, heard it, Todd and Todd this morning. You're the seller tonight.
Heard it. But Fallon came. He came into my my dressing room and he goes. He goes, you do realize that you went a minute and 24 seconds over. So I was supposed to do 5. I did 6:24.
Whoa.
And he goes, so we're actually going to have to cut a little bit from the thing we edited of Camila Cabello. And I was like, you're kidding me. The reason why most of the people are going to be tuning in for this broadcast, you're going to cut her. And he goes, the set was that good. And I was like, what?
Yeah. How would they cut you? How would they cut a comedy set? How can they?
They can, you know how
they really edit it between jokes? They could really do it?
They can. They can do that, but like Colbert and Letterman and, you know, like those guys, they did one shot where it's a static shot of the comedian. And the Tonight Show really cuts with the audience and the comedian, and then
they cut to Jimmy,
you know, like tapping on the desk.
But I've heard, you know, all the comedians.
They don't compress time or anything, do they? Do they throw off your timing?
No, it's weird because they'll tell you, like, it's got to be 5 minutes. It has to be five
minutes. Yeah, that's what I've heard. From all comedians, you got to be on time or you're screwed, right?
You got to be on time.
How'd you go a minute and – how'd you go that much over?
Just the pausing.
Pausing for laughter.
Yeah. I know, but there's usually –
Well, I ad-libbed a bunch. When I got to the desk afterwards, Jimmy goes – He goes. I knew your whole set. He's because I sent my set to the booker, who then sent it to Jimmy, and Jimmy had heard 3 different versions of it over time.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, I knew your whole set, but he's like, you ad-libbed 4 things in there that were hilarious. He's like, how did you come up with just on the spot? You're on the Tonight Show, and you decide your brain is like, this is funny. I'm gonna say it, and I was like, yeah. Don't you do that every day here?
Yeah.
like it's not that unusual that I just had 4 of those. Yeah. But he was like, and I actually said to him, I go, am I in trouble for ad-libbing?
Yeah.
You know, because
you're right.
And he's like, no, God, please ad-lib. And I thought,
you sound like you got the mannerisms of Fallon down too.
Yeah, it's weird. He's an impressionist. That he's one of the only impressions I can do.
Oh, it's him.
Hey, Peter, it's Jimmy Fallon. How's it going, man? He's just a Muppet. You know?
Well, congrats, man. That's excellent. Pete Lee with us. Where people find dates all across the country. Pete Lee tweets, and it's PeteLee.net.
PeteLee.net on Instagram. I'm PeteLee.
Oh, that's right. PeteLee. Yeah. All right.
And you have 3.1 million hits, you said?
3.1 million hits. I woke up the next day, and Nikki Glaser texted me, and she's like, hey, you need to go on Facebook. I was like, oh, no. You know, somebody realized that one of my jokes is like a veiled, edgy joke, and then they took offense to it and whatever. And then
what was edgy about that bit?
My ex-girlfriend told me not to do the credit card chip reader bit. because she said that, I don't know if I can say this, but it's a veiled rape joke, you know?
You said what? Do the joke.
I go, I'm such a feminist, I don't even use those credit card chip readers until it tells me that I can. And I'm like, well, yeah, I guess that is the subject
matter. I didn't even think about it that way. She's way too sensitive.
Yeah. Wow.
Whoever the next girlfriend is was way too. Oh, I mean, that's just ridiculous.
I thought about it that way, and that's why I thought it was funny.
Yeah, I know. But you're right.
That's why I laughed.
That's the joke, though.
It's a commentary on consent, but the angle that I'm taking at it is like, you got to get consent no matter what.
Right.
And so I'm on the right side of it.
Yeah, you're doing it. It ain't like you're, you know.
So I was, but I was like,
you ain't Otto and George doing that joke. It's you doing that joke.
Yeah.
In a suit all clean cut, which we know. No, you're really
and
not.
You're saying the right thing. I'm saying the right thing.
It's educational. But I was just worried that one of these women would take it and spin it into something bad.
You're right. In this day and age, I could see that. But I didn't even think of it that way. I thought it was a clever joke. And to me, it meant consent.
Yeah. Amen.
I forced the credit card in. You didn't ever say that.
No, you didn't say that. Yeah. Yeah. And so I was just afraid that that's what it was. And then she sent me just a blown up picture of the, I think at that point it was at 1.7 million. And
right.
I was like, is that an M?
Yeah.
That can't be an M. That's got to be a K.
Yeah.
And she was like, no.
Once we put it out on our social media.
Oh, it exploded.
Yeah. You will get several hundred more hits.
I retweeted that.
It's going to be a B.
Yeah.
1.7
billion.
B.
1.1 B.
3.11 million. Ready for that.
Do you ever, I mean, not to take you down, but when stuff like that happens and you got viral and you got heat, but then like next week you're at the Chuckle Hut somewhere, does it bum you out?
No,
because you're rocking. You're always selling out places. I get that,
yeah.
But I'm just saying.
I mean,
you're still high, right, from that?
Oh, I thought you meant from last night. Still a little bit. I am like a tiny bit.
Were you rooting against Todd's Vikings since you're a Packer fan?
No, I actually.
You like them both, don't you?
I've never hated the Vikings because I lived there for so long.
Right.
And there'd be nothing better than a Vikings Super Bowl.
Oh, listen to that.
Minnesota.
Listen to that.
Get out.
I'm rooting for the Vikings, too. They're my team right now. These Packer fans are just hateful.
I'm a Packer fan. I'm a huge Packer fan.
I know.
But
you're not a hateful man.
You're an unusual Packer fan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Craig and Puss
and
are horrible,
guy,
man.
And every other Packer fan I know hate the Vikings with every fiber of their being, and you know, I choose to reciprocate.
Well, everybody with a sense of decency hates the Vikings.
No, not really.
No.
The Vikings the whole way out, man.
But
Pete Lee's a nice guy.
I'm a nice guy, but I also work for the NFL. I do that show, Top Tens.
Yeah.
I do their Nickelodeon show. I'm a fake Sports Center guy for kids. And I guess I go to their office, and I see all the helmets on the wall, and I see that they're all – you know, they're all franchises of this one company, and it makes me think about like it's brilliant that it's a company that got you to root against its own products.
It does work.
You know,
does work. You're right. When you see the helmets, we all grow up looking at the football helmets like that.
Yeah.
Exactly right.
And it's funny that it got us.
And
to
we
do,
have an opinion about each and every one of those helmets.
They've got a brand, and it'd be like, you know, Kraft being like, I'm going to get people that love mac and cheese to root against our singles.
There you go. Like,
you're in the grocery store, a guy walks by with a pack of cheese, you're like,
you suck.
That sucks, and you suck. See in the parking lot, and so I mean, I guess I'm that way with the Packers. I just love the Packers.
Yeah.
I've been a diehard fan my whole life.
But you went to University of Minnesota, even though you grew up in Wisconsin.
Yeah,
so, but you don't hate the Vikes. All right, there you go.
Yeah, so
you root for your Vikes, Todd.
That's weird.
I know, but you know, he's a nice guy.
That is weird.
These guys hate you,
man. Because I'm used to hanging around jackasses who are Packer fans who just hate the Vikings.
Well, you just don't just say jackasses. Name them.
But
Craig and Puss.
No, more than Craig and Puss.
What other Packer fan? Every boss in this building. Right?
Every Packer fan I know, aside from Pete Lee, hates the Vikings.
Yeah. But hating the Vikings, I mean, they always shoot themselves in the foot. They're the only team to return a touchdown or to score a touchdown on themselves in a Super Bowl, right? Or something like that.
It was some weird play back in the day. But, you know, what you saw yesterday usually happens to the Vikings.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's not the Vikings performing that. It happens to them. So that's why I found that so un-Viking-like.
And we don't know
yesterday.
Any. I really don't hardly know any. Do you know any Saint fans, Petey? I don't know any personal Saint fans.
Yeah.
Where they shoot the TV out. Some guy threw a 65-incher, his TV, by the way, out his window.
Wow.
Yeah, it was on Twitter. We tweeted it out and put it on social
media. Wow, no, I've not talked to the
people I know that are.
Because you're a Saint fan, and you lose that way. You
might want to check on them.
Yeah.
You're hanging.
And if you know a Saint fan, how long have they actually been a Saint fan?
It's a melting pot around here. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, it is.
I mean, it's just one of those things.
Yeah. You
know? Isn't John Paul a Saint fan?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I wonder what his mood is today.
Oh, yeah.
Well, let's call and check, shall we?
You know, there was at least one person in New Orleans that was like, this is the single worst thing to ever happen in New Orleans.
Right.
Wait, no. It is not.
Pete Lee with us.
Write that one down.
All right. This is a single.
That's some new stuff.
It's not a. You're right.
You're a helper.
You're writing your whole show, man. I heard on John Todd this morning. No. All right. Pete Lee with us.
You're listening to the Dodd and Tyler Radio Empire.